May is Mental Health Awareness Month, and I think a lot of us could use a lot of help right now going through the pandemic. It's Anna and Raven.
Sure, it's ruthless. It's been going on forever. It's just relentless.
Yeah, Dr. Joe Shippa is a psychologist out of Briarcliff, New York. So, Dr. Joe, we got this message from Frank on our Facebook page, mm-hmm. and he wants to know, do you think that this pandemic will traumatize some small children? And if so, how can we help them? Sometimes I am so focused on hiding the severity from my children
right.
that I don't know if I'm mm-hmm. being more detrimental to myself.
Are they better off than you are? You don't know.
Right. It is a great question, Frank. And the jury is out on this because it's kind of an experiment in progress. We haven't had to deal with a situation of this magnitude where children aren't in school for such a great length of time. And for the most part, they're spending their days in online or distance learning with parents at home. For the most part, children who are in supervised homes and who don't have a history of emotional dysregulation and mental health problems are doing fairly well. Children who are in homes where there are dysregulated adults are at risk of having more difficulties. And of course, children who may be subjected to domestic violence are at great risk for significant trauma. Because there are developmental differences in children depending upon their age, very young children may not have any long-lasting effects from this pandemic. However, children who may lose a significant family member from COVID may be affected by this loss because the family may be traumatized by it.
Right, that makes sense.
One of the aspects that we're concerned about is how this social isolation may affect children. Not being in school with their peers may have some deleterious effect upon their socialization and their emotional, you know, functioning, but we don't know that yet.
How can we know that we're looking out for our kids if they're experiencing any of these problems?
First, use digital platforms to get kids together, not just for gaming, because that seems to be the big thing that they're using it for,
right.
but for actually communicating. Do some socialization online with Zoom if you've got that availability. Secondly, you know, read and discuss books with your children that explore social relationships and problem solving, because you want to get that kind of social and emotional learning going as a parent. Make time to listen to your children and ask what they're feeling about this present situation, and then brainstorms in which they can deal with their feelings. It's okay also to sort of share what you're feeling about it, as long as you're not dumping it on them so that they sort of have to take care of you, because adults really need to take care of kids. And if you have significant concerns, you should reach out to a mental health professional for a consultation. There are lots of private folks that are working in telehealth right now, some community mental health organizations that are actually providing free advice for that. There are some things through the National Alliance for the Mentally Ill that you can call. And on a more systemic level, I think that schools will need to be prepared to deal with the social and emotional fallout from this pandemic and find ways to support students and parents in creative ways. So please support your school's effort to provide mental health support when children return to school.
Looking forward to hopefully them being able to go back. Dr. Joe, thank you for taking the time this morning. We appreciate it.
You're very welcome. My pleasure.